Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So this week we're going to talk about working for a company where you just feel you don't belong. It's just a misfit culturally. And I mean, we run across this a lot with our clients. So they're fine, but they feel crazy because... They're the Martian in the company.
Yes.
They just don't feel, I mean, some people feel this way in their family, too.
Some people?
All right, most people. Is it true that most people feel that way?
Well, no, that's not a fair thing. We should ask our listening audience. But I think many people, yes, feel as if they don't quite fit in their families, or they don't fit in a certain setting, or they don't fit in the culture that they're in.
I mean, I felt I didn't fit on the planet when I was a little kid. I didn't understand why I was here. So that was very confusing to me. Never really felt like I was in a family that made sense, but obviously, you know, you are.
Right.
Because it's stuff you have to learn.
Well, and I grew up in a very preppy town, and I was not blonde, and my name was not Buffy or Jessie or whatever, you know. I wasn't cute, Tiffany, that kind of thing. And I remember feeling, my closest friend at that time, we sat at home and talked about how we didn't fit in. Good times.
But I think that a lot of kids relate to that they don't feel they fit in because they're not the cool kids, or they're not appreciated for who they are and how different they are. So does it start there? No, it doesn't start there. Well, that's part of life.
It could translate into the workplace.
Well, it's part of life the sense that, as with cultures, there are certain communities that have certain values, right? Certain beliefs and certain practices. And if you don't match all those, then you may well feel like you don't fit in.
You know, it's so interesting. I mean, I can't imagine that anybody would really feel they fit in all the time.
Right.
I'm not somebody who likes to fit in. I'm not, you know, I don't like working for a company where you do have to dress alike and you have to behave a certain way. And we've had, I think we did an overtime, or maybe it was just a regular podcast, about the fake laughing at meetings and fake speak. I've never been able to do that. So I've always wondered how people make it work. I mean, sometimes you and I have had great jobs where they hired the same type of people, so you really like everybody, and it's very friendly, and you look forward to going to work because you like everybody. But, I mean, that only is for a time period. It can't last forever.
Well, I think to...
Getting too esoteric?
We get a little more concrete, for example.
Existential overtime episode.
So let's look at Disney as a culture, for example, right? That's got a very specific set of criteria. And I know if you work at Disneyland, if you're a man, you're not supposed to have facial hair. There are ways that people address each other. They're supposed to smile, probably in many different situations. Lots of rules. And we could say quite a bit of behavior that isn't necessarily 100% authentic, but it's true to the culture. And so if you want to work there, you have to be willing to practice those behaviors. Now, if you are someone who's a curmudgeon who generally doesn't like people and feels that all that stuff is false, this will not be, you won't be working there. You probably wouldn't get hired, but you'd be very unhappy working there.
I mean, that's a really good example because it's extreme, you know, it's such a defined culture. But I think you go into a lot of companies and you think you know the culture from the outside. Or even from the interviews, this is a really well-known company. It's a brand name. This is good for my resume and everything looks great. The people are so pretty. Everything's great. And then you get in there and you realize, ooh, this is really backstabbing.
Right, like it's shiny on the outside and toxic on the inside.
For you.
For you.
What's toxic for you may not be toxic for another person. Some people are good at maneuvering around certain environments that others can't. But I mean, I hear this from my clients all the time. How do I, you know, I took a job and I thought the culture was going to be this and I thought I was going to have these challenges. But then I come in and wow, it's a completely different set of challenges and behaviors that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you embrace that and say, okay, well, I'm going to figure this out. I have to, you know, get buy-in from people. I have to talk to everybody and let them know my value and get everyone to know me and me get to know them, then you're playing it. But if you walk in and you don't feel, you know, you don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And you just have this sense of, oh, I don't belong here. I don't understand why those
difficult.
Two are buddies and they won't let me in. They won't include me in meetings I should be involved in.
Right.
I don't know how to break in. That's really hard.
It's very difficult. And especially if you thought for perhaps like you love the mission of a company, you know, if it's a not-for-profit or does some lofty thing, and then you come in, so you're dedicated to it, you're passionate about it, you'd like to work for the cause, and then you come in and you find that the culture doesn't fit you at all, doesn't appreciate you, or maybe you constantly feel as if you're out of step and you can't win. That's a really uncomfortable situation.
It's really uncomfortable. So, I mean, just to sort of normalize this, I think everybody feels this from time to time.
Yes.
You know, and the only thing that really helps is having some collaborations, having some people in the company that are like you and that think the same way so that you feel as if you're not alone.
Like partners in crime, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Like your friend that you would complain with.
Exactly. Just watch out they don't become your boss.
So what are some signs and symptoms that you may be a misfit in a company or in a culture?
Well, I think that if the general practices of your coworkers aren't interesting to you, for example, and we actually, when we did the Google Live podcast, remember there were several questions that had to do with I'm in a very social environment.
Right.
Everyone likes to go out after work. They hang out on the weekends. They're, you know, they know everyone's personal business. And that is not my inclination, nor do I really want to do that. That's telling you if the activities of all your coworkers are not something you want to do, it's telling you that that part, it doesn't fit. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to leave. It just means that you have to look at the culture as it is and decide how you want to relate to it. Is that a good example, Kathy?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable, if the way what the people laugh at seems a little weird to you, or if you see mean behavior and a lot of closed doors, just things that don't feel comfortable to you, it's a problem. And also, you can be in a culture that works for you one day and then stops working for you as, you know, people shift jobs, they get promoted, they leave, and then it could change.
Well, you may work for a boss whose leadership style and who the culture that they create you really like.
Right.
And if that individual leaves and someone else replaces him or her, then you've got a different job.
Yeah. And, you know, most people think they're just going to work to do their work, and this is really what they run into.
Yeah.
This is my crazy office stuff. So I think you have to stay open and flexible to, you know, different people. Just each work's office is going to be, work company is going to be different.
Right.
And
that those cultures themselves may change as the leadership changes.
Right. They may. And you just have to figure out what's toxic for you, what you cannot put up with.
Yeah. So if you, we talk about this a bit, but on our website with the book Working With You Is Killing Me, the free chapter is a corporate culture assessment. And one way to determine the fit of the culture is to take that assessment, right? Because we have a whole series of questions that you ask about the corporation where you're working, and then we have a whole series of questions that you ask about yourself. What you value, how you measure performance, what kinds of interactions you really like. And it's very revealing to look at how I've had many, many, many a client take that assessment and then come to me and say, oh, now I understand. mm-hmm. I'm in a culture of neglect, you know, where no one really keeps anyone held accountable. And I'm someone who needs people to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. That's not working for me. Mm-hmm. Or I'm in a highly competitive culture where image is extremely important. And I'm not someone who naturally promotes myself or naturally competes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is all true. So I like that. Download the chapter. It's on our website for free. And take that if you're feeling maybe like you're on the wrong planet and you don't belong in the company you're in, it may just be a miscultural fit, which, you know, if you know that, you can either make it work or you got to go.
Yeah.
You just have to figure that out.
I think the key is identifying where am I? You know, what is the culture here, right? Because... I mean, Logan, before we started recording, you were talking about, well, Google or Amazon or those companies, when on the outside they look terrific.
Right.
And then you get inside and you realize it's something else. Then the human mind is such that for a while we're going to deny what mm-hmm. the reality of the culture is. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. We're going to want it to be what we signed up for in the first place. Mm-hmm. So really,
yeah, that denial is a big deal. I think that's really true, that when you want something, you are in denial for, well, oh, that didn't really happen. Oh,
yeah.
That was a one-off. Yeah, that's okay. And it's not. It's,
right.
Yeah. And you may not want to go too deep into a company where it's a cultural misfit, because then you're really checking your soul at the front door every day. Like, how do you...
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, how do you really grow as a person if you're denying who you are, I think. I think, you know...
Well, going back to the question of how do you know if it's a misfit, if you find that you lack energy going to work, mm-hmm. that you're mm-hmm. kind of dreading the interactions that are coming up, that you think of the next meeting as a torture experience, you know, if the experience of interacting and performing is not palatable to you, then something wrong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you feel like you're that kid again in eighth grade that everybody is ignoring and that your acne has come back, but it hasn't, then you're in a bad culture.
Yeah.
So it's not you. It's the culture.
Right.
Well, and sometimes it could be adapting. Now you say that because I was thinking of the eighth grade. I was a total dork at the beginning of my eighth grade.
Weren't we
I
all?
Was such a
yes,
nerd.
Everybody is. Everyone's gawky in a weird phase.
Yeah, that's a weird age for everyone.
But there's always some guy or girl that looks gorgeous.
Right.
I don't know. They skip it.
Right. They
But look at them 30 years down the road.
I don't know. Is that when it hits them?
No. That's a tough time. And I remember actually the beginning of eighth grade just thinking, I don't know if I can get through this year. And at the end, feeling like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for the next round. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that made me think that sometimes a culture may be difficult, appear difficult to break into when you first get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take time,
right,
actually,
that's that too.
To become acquainted with people, acquainted with the customs of the land, and to feel a part of it.
Well, part of the culture may be to test you also before mm-hmm. they let you in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a true. Hazing process of, uh-huh. that you go through before they accept you, which I have heard.
You have?
I have seen companies that are kind of clicky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they put everyone through a tough time when they get there. And those that make it, the others run.
Wow.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Yikes.
Yeah. I've actually seen that a couple of times.
Well, it is like school all over again.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, those people just, you know, they just got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully and grew up in some way and put bigger clothes on.
Yeah.
But they're really the same people.
Right.
So this brings us back to the earlier topic this week, which is about interviewing and when you're going into a company, really looking at who you're working with, right? Mm-hmm. Really trying to uncover what their values and their behaviors and their practices are, because that too is going to define your cultural experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because
it's
of how they present is one way and what may be the truth is another.
It's hard to really see. I mean, you can get glimpses. I think the trick is to not ignore them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a job that I got as an employment counselor, and I was not a social worker, but the woman who did the decision making only wanted to hire social workers. And so this woman who was my boss, Jane, who was terrific woman, she gave me a book of social work
So that you knew the terminology?
Yeah. Wow.
Good for her. Did you get the job?
Yeah, did you get the job?
I did, but what I'm remembering is actually I was forewarned that the woman who was going to interview me was a tough nut.
Like, and was she?
Really, and she was. And at the end of the day, that was a big defining characteristic of that culture. Mm-hmm. Like when that woman walked in the room, everyone scattered like little mice, you know,
ugh, wow. Yeah.
Because she would tear you.
Isn't that charming?
Tear into you. But I was just so busy wanting to get the job and win her right. over right. that I didn't really listen to that part of the story.
Right. I mean, as we've talked about, you want to solve one problem, which is to get out of where you are or you need a job.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, it's just a job. You got to take it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so she screams a little. Who cares?
Well, I can deal with it. She won't scream at me, or I can deal right. with it. So right. you tell yourself. But sometimes it's worth it to wait for the right thing if you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If not, get out as soon as you can.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't stop looking.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Brings us back to another theme. Keep that resume and network
always
active.
Going. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think that's it. Before we sign off, though, we want to offer, we have a Working With You Is Killing Me in Polish. And we would love for someone who speaks Polish to get it from us. So if you're interested, just email us at info@mycrazyoffice.co. Give us your name, your address, and we will send it your way.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.